Good morning. You are listening to The Morning Interview. It's Wednesday, September 20th, 2017. I'm Catherine Rose, and joining me in the studio are Rhiannon Gavon, Sam Faustein, and Robert Flights. They're here to talk about the last 5 years, which is happening this Friday and Saturday at 7 p.m. And then Robert, he'll be giving a piano recital on Sunday at 2. So we're here to talk about that show that's coming up this weekend. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for joining me this morning. So I guess first question, I think one of the most interesting and distinctive things about the show The Last 5 Years, written by Jason Robert Brown, is the structure of the show itself and how the two lead characters, Kathy and Jamie, start at opposing ends of the storyline. Can you tell me a little bit more about what that's like?
Yeah, so at the beginning of the show, my character Kathy is at the end of her and Jamie's relationship. So we open the show with a song, one of my songs, which is basically Kathy coming home to an empty apartment, where Jamie has left a note saying that he's left. And then the next song is Jamie at the beginning of their relationship. So it's an interesting contrast because they have very different emotional arcs through the show. Kathy goes from, you know, kind of a very sad place to a more, you know, positive place, and then Jamie does the opposite. So that's been interesting to explore, and honestly a little tricky for me playing Kathy.
And you kind of join in the middle, right, with the wedding song,
mm-hmm.
and that's the only time I understand that you hit the same note in the show, too, right? At the same time.
At the end, too. So it's the only time that our characters are on stage together that we're, like, physically and time-wise in the same place.
Mm-hmm.
There's two points in the show that we sing at the same time. The other time is at the very end, and I think we hit the same note at the end, too, don't we?
Yeah, but we are cleverly singing different songs at that point.
Mm-hmm.
And what has this experience been like to stage a show and prep for a show where you don't really interact with the other lead actor, you know?
Yeah, it's a unique and thrilling experience. It's kind of interesting to develop chemistry through, I suppose, the rehearsal process, because we have used each other's bodies as props as we're interacting with, like, a ghost figure on a couch. But it's an interesting show, and it definitely makes the impact of when we do meet on the timeline a pretty powerful moment, because we actually get to engage with each other as actors.
And I've also heard that the staging of the show is going to be a little bit different. You're using Otis in a different way. Can you tell me about the staging?
Yeah, so when this project was first coming to fruition several months ago, Zeke and I were talking about it. Zeke is directing the show.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, you know, I have been thinking a lot about the staging, and I kind of want to try something new. I feel like this show is so intimate that having it on the stage doesn't really feel right. And so what he's done is we have the risers out, but they're set up on either side of the room. And then Sam and I will be playing on the floor in the center of the room. So kind of turning Otis into a black box. But it's been really great because it feels much more intimate. And I think we'll be, the audience will feel like they're right there with us, which I think will be great for this story.
And Robert, the music of Jason Robert Brown, can you tell me a little bit about the experience of playing that music? It's not simple, right? It's not Rodgers and Hammerstein.
No, it's not the easiest. It's not the easiest score. And it's super fun to play, but it is quite difficult. There's so many, I mean, obviously Jason Robert Brown is such an amazing pianist, and there's lots of figurations and runs and fun little improvisatory gestures that are really take a lot of time to learn. And it's also an intense show to learn because it's so sad to work on it. Like, it just getting into that music so deeply is a really emotional experience. I was finding a lot of just, you know, kind of like, and one of these guys, it takes a lot of like that kind of emotional investment to really be able to play it right. And so that was a really awesome and intense experience working on it.
So challenging, you know, both musically and emotionally, I guess, you know, this is not something you maybe want to see if you're just going through a breakup. The characters are having a pretty rough time at different parts throughout the show. And can you tell me, did you draw on any personal experience, or what was that like to kind of deal with their emotional arc as you were developing the characters?
I think so. What was helpful was on the first day of rehearsal, which was Monday, we had a nice casual 9-hour rehearsal. And we actually went through the show chronologically instead of singing it the way that it's written, which was really helpful to kind of figure out our character arc. And we also kind of paused with each song to talk about how both of our characters felt about the song, even if our character wasn't necessarily, you know, directly involved in the piece. And I think, I can't speak for Sam, but I think, you know, I definitely have drawn on things that I've gone through in the past. And I think just, you know, being in relationships over the course of your life, there's kind of some universal things. And something I've said about this show before is I think them not being on stage together at the same time for, you know, 98% of the show kind of speaks to this idea that one of the really complicated things about relationships is that each person has their own perspective. And even if you think that you understand where another person's coming from, a lot of times they can just be in a completely different world than you, even if something seems really clear cut. And I think that's probably something we've all experienced.
Yeah. And anything you'd like to add to that?
I mean, I think I have the easiest job because my trajectory starts in the beginning of the relationship and moves forward. Mm-hmm. And I think Rhiannon's job is much more complicated because of the temporal displacement. But I think Rob actually has the most difficult he and the most roller coaster draining kind of relationship with the story, because he's got to bounce back from end to end of the... That must be interesting as they get closer together. I think this role for me is a unique experience. I was talking to you guys about this yesterday. When I invent a character, usually I try to distance myself from him or her. And I like to build it without being biased by who I am as a person, which is a not super common method. But for this show, it's felt so personal that I've put a lot of Sam into Jamie, I think. And I think that's been a really revealing and honest way to build this character. And kind of scary, too.
Yeah. And, you know, Robert, you are also here to talk about a recital that you are... that's Piano Stories in Rock and Metal. Is that kind of the working title?
That's the working title. It's a little bit of a, well, it's rather a large shift from the last 5 years, although a lot of the music was written in the last 5 years. it's all pieces by living composers, several of whom are very close friends of mine, and then a lot of really amazing like respected established composers. And the idea is I wanted to create a program that sort of pushes the physical limits of the piano and the pianist. So there's several pieces that incorporate playing inside the piano. There's a couple of pieces that use literally rock or metal to modify the piano in some way. There's a piece with electronics, there's a piece with some theatrical elements, and then there are a couple of pieces that just sort of rock in the sort of figurative sense of the word, and they're just big virtuosic show pieces. But the sort of overall arc is this idea of finding narrative in breaking of limits. Mm-hmm. And kind of breaking the narrative apart and putting it back together and what that means.
So you're actually getting into the piano on stage and messing around with it to manipulate the sound.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's pretty
interesting. A little bit of that. Yeah.
And that will be at Otis Theater as well?
That'll be at the Performing Arts Center.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And anything else we'd like to add before we sign off this morning?
I think it's going to be a great show, and I hope people really enjoy it.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining me this morning in the studio. I've been speaking with Rhiannon Gavon, Sam Faustine, and Robert Flights. The last 5 years will be showing at Otis Theater on Friday night at 7 and Saturday at 7, and then Robert's piano recital at 2 p.m. at the Performing Arts Center. Thank you again for joining me this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you.